Romans chapter 15. We that are strong ought to carry the weaknesses of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each one of us please his neighbor for his good, for building up. For even Christ didn't please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, so that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures would have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded toward each other according to Christ Jesus, so that with one mind and one mouth you'll glorify God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So receive each other like Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision, for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and so that the Gentiles would glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to you among the Gentiles, and sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice you Gentiles with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and applaud him, all you people. And again Isaiah says, there shall be a descendant of Jesse, and he that shall rise to rule over the Gentiles. The Gentiles will trust in him. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you'll have abundance of hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself also am persuaded about you, my brothers, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to correct each other. However, brothers, I have written the more boldly to you in a way, as reminding you, because of the grace that is given to me by God, so that I would be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, so that the offering up of the Gentiles would be acceptable, being made holy by the Holy Ghost. Therefore, I have something about which I can glory, through Jesus Christ, in the things that pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of the things that Christ has not done by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and around to Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yes, I have strived to preach the gospel where Christ wasn't named, so that I wouldn't build on another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken about, they shall see, and those who haven't heard shall understand. For which reason also I've been hindered a lot from coming to you, but now, having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come to you, whenever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way there by you, if first I am somewhat filled with your company. But now I go to Jerusalem to minister to the saints, for it has pleased those of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints who are at Jerusalem. It has pleased them truly, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in natural things. Therefore, when I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain, and I am sure that when I come to you, I'll come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I ask you, please, brothers, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, so that I'll have deliverance from those who don't believe in Judea, and so my service that I have for Jerusalem will be accepted by the saints, so that I'll come to you with joy by the will of God, and will with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen.